Okay, and your name again, sorry.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Fotheringham.
And tell me about your role in the Queen's Own Rifles.
Right now, I'm the commanding officer of the, well, of the Queen's Own Rifles. Right now, it's the Reserve Battalion in Toronto.
Okay. And can you comment on coming to Victoria for the 150th, and then whether you'll be attending Calgary before you go on to Toronto as well?
Okay. Well, the plan, the original plan with when Her Royal Highness was coming was we came to Victoria for the celebrations here. Then the Regimental Sergeant Major and I are to fly to Calgary tomorrow, and then back to Toronto in time to meet the Princess. The plan now is, with the Princess not coming to Calgary, is the RSM and I will probably head back tomorrow straight to Toronto to be ready for her should she, we'd be lucky enough that she is able to come to Toronto.
And she would arrive on Friday, if that's the case?
As early as Thursday.
Okay. And I heard some flights are starting to leave Europe. So
that's what I'm hearing, yeah. As of 5 p.m. today.
That would be a nice end to the celebrations if she managed to get to Toronto.
Yes, it would be,
yeah.
Yes.
So, and tell me about your Toronto celebrations. What have you got planned?
We have an association in Toronto as well, mostly of the people that served in the Reserve Battalion since 1860. They're not all still with us, but... on Friday, we have a meet and greet at our main armory at downtown Toronto. On Saturday, we're at Casa Loma, which is the it's a large house built by a former commanding officer. It is a castle, and it's a landmark in Toronto. And we're having a reception there for the Princess. And then on Saturday night is a big dinner with 700 people coming at a downtown hotel. And then Sunday is a church parade. And then a reception with the Princess again, and then she flies out the next day.
Very nice. And how many members in the association in the Toronto area do you think?
There's several hundred. There's serving soldiers in Toronto, numbering about 275 as well. So the work we'll all get together.
Right. And are there some members of the Queen's Own fighting in Afghanistan? Is that correct?
Yes, there are. We've had. Up till now, we've had over 40 serve there and come back safely. Right now, we have approximately 20 that are there, just arrived, or are on their way for a six-month tour.
And the association, what kind of support does the association give the members that are serving?
The association's great. Their main support is, we call them care packages, so things they can't get over there. Things, you know, like Tim Hortons coffee, you know, chocolate bars, that kind of thing. The association will send that kind of thing over on a regular basis. So they've been great.
And you were at Government House earlier today. What was your role in the ceremony then?
I was just an observer. I got to meet the Lieutenant Governor in a receiving line, very nice man, and watch the Queen's Own Association members on parade, and they look great. It went really well.
And in their traditional uniforms, the skirmishers and things. That's quite an impressive sight, isn't it?
Well, and we brought them from Toronto. So we've got two pioneers, one skirmisher, and then three bandsmen, all in their dress uniforms.
Right. So is that something you see very often? Are there other occasions when you're in Toronto throughout the year for to see them in that historic?
Usually only ceremonial events, so our Remembrance Day parade, the regimental birthday, things like that, but it's not the typical uniform that we wear.
Okay, well, thank you very much for speaking to me.
Good, thanks.